hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of Character Reveals. And by that I mean this is our Universal Reveal episode. Dom, you want to tell them what that means?
Yes, what is Universal Reveal? Is it a spinoff? Is it an offshoot? We're going to spoil Steven Universe today. How's that sound?
That sounds about right.
So, we've been tossing different things around, maybe doing a rewatch, but that's not what we're doing today. Today we're going to talk about that big old new special Change Your Mind, that hour-long, 45-minute-long episode of Steven Universe that just came out to cap off their most recent season, the season finale.
And intense as heck.
We have thoughts. We have lots of thoughts.
So many thoughts.
And if you listen to our podcast, Geekly Reveal, or you just kind of follow us, you know that we briefly alluded to enjoying the episode, but we didn't want to spoil it, especially since this episode is very heavy in like resolution and plot threads, so spoilers ahead, spoiler warning.
Like, real talk, when it finished, I thought that was a serious finale.
I thought it was too. And
I didn't realize there was even potential for anything to come after.
Yeah, they're really gonna have to really go. So, like we said, there is a movie coming out, a TV movie coming this summer, I believe, or this fall, late 2019.
Yeah, it was announced at Comic-Con. And there's scuttlebutt about a sixth season, but it's not been confirmed because I told my coworker that there was a sixth season today, and she was like, "I need the source."
Oh, okay. See, I thought they were greenlit. I don't know if they. I think someone said under a post or something that there's more to come, but maybe they just meant the movie. I think there's still a lot you could do with that that universe, but it doesn't necessarily have to be main plot. We already know they have tons of filler they could give us, but.
There's plenty of filler. There's always filler, and there's always filler in the Steven Universe stand.
It's filler in Beach City. Slung to the tune of On the Road to Viridian City. So like I said, hella spoilers. If you haven't watched the episode and you care, just stop now. But if you don't care about spoilers or you've seen it and you want to hear some takes, let's go.
You're in the right place.
So before we even get started, is there anything you just want to like just shout out from the get-go? Like something that you've just been holding in that you wanted to say?
I was just like, I think that a thing that Steven Universe does is that it goes forever just like kind of dragging out a thing, and then it like goes really ham on just resolving that thing very quickly. And like, it's very intense when it happens, but it also does sometimes leave me feeling a little bit like robbed.
How do you mean? It's like, it you thought it would have more build up, or it built up so fast and so quickly?
Yeah, kind of like that. Like, we spent more time, I feel like, more time on Sadie's band than we did actually meeting White Diamond and, like, learning about who she was as a threat. Like,
yeah, that's
true.
Is that
fair to say?
I think that's very fair to say, because we know why. So just in raw time, I think we've spent more time with Sadie, Killer, and the Suspects than we have with White Diamond. But then to add to that, we have all the reasoning why that band would work, because we've known Sadie, we've known the Cool Kids, we know how much music plays into the show,
the story,
and that city, and like the themes. So by the time they form this band, you're like, yeah, this makes sense. And also, them starting to play was the catalyst, like, for like the beginning of Lars's emotional arc as well, which is, you know, when he ditched them, and that kind of put Sadie on the path with the Cool Kids. So like, there's all kinds of stuff going on with that versus White Diamond. Sort of, well, we know White Diamond's a threat because Yellow Diamond and Blue Diamond are afraid of her, and we're afraid of them. Like, why is she? We don't really know why she's a threat, but it might be like sort of a Emperor Palpatine situation where we don't really care to know why, because it wouldn't be anything useful. It would just give us the Steven Universe prequels.
I'm good on that.
Yeah, I think I'm good on that. Like, I don't necessarily, I wouldn't want to see a prequel that shows us like all the stuff that made Pearl really love Rose Quartz, like as a series. I wouldn't want to see their adventures, maybe an episode, but I wouldn't want to see that much prequel that led to why Rose did all the stuff she did.
Yeah.
Pink Diamond, I guess. Yeah, you're totally right about
that. Here come the spoilers.
Yeah, here come the spoilers. We're already in there. So, the thought that I had was just that this was the hype. Like, despite that criticism we've given, I'm mm-hmm. still fine with everything because it resolved so funly, like in a fun way. It was complete, but it was complete enough that if this was the series finale, I'd say, okay, good job, Crooniverse.
Yeah, and I mean, like, there were definitely, like, what we were talking about when we were chatting about this on Wednesday was that there was a lot of fan service, but in a way that felt satisfying rather than, like, pandery.
Yes, and I think it was, the thing that made me think that the most was the way the new fusions were handled.
Yeah.
I think I alluded to this, and I guess we'll give a synopsis in a moment, but the way that he was, it seemed more natural with Smoky Quartz with Amethyst, because we've seen Smoky Quartz before, and mm-hmm. it was more like he was just, I'm really, like, please, Amethyst, please, and the fusion happened rather than him saying, oh, this will work, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And,
like, they already had, they already had that connection, so it wasn't as, out there, I guess?
Yeah, and it kind of gave them the ability of, like, oh, I hope they'll say, hey, Steven, fuse with the rest of them, but we could also see Smoky Quartz doing yo-yo tricks down the cavern or the chasm they were in to save the other ones. Like, it felt feasible that could have happened.
Mm-hmm.
So that you're like, please do the fusion route instead, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then we got Rainbow Quartz 2.0, which is like, oh yeah, I guess that makes sense, that it would be a 2.0. And then we got Sunstone, mm-hmm. which it's like, the way that Garnet is with fusing, with Ruby mm-hmm. and Sapphire, you're like, maybe this won't happen. Like, there was still plausible deniability, but, like, I totally wanted it to happen kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't know why that was the solution to getting them to come out of their gem sooner, but I'll take it. Like, why not? Who cares?
It's magic science.
Because at the same time, the whole situation they got put in was, like, the gems fell off of a bridge. So it's like, okay, this is all contrived because it's a show. But I was, like, mm-hmm. just seeing, Rainbow Quartz was on the screen for, like, 30 seconds, 20 seconds. Like,
mm-hmm.
it was great, though. It felt nice, you know. Smoky Quartz was like, yo, I've had spotlight. Like, y'all know what I look like. I'm
yeah,
a little,
you know what I do.
So I thought that whole sequence was handled tastefully is not really the word, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, like, each of them were kind of there long enough that it wasn't like, aha, and here's the new fusion. Like, and none of them, like, took a second to, like, sit back and be like, and here's our fusion. Like in the episodes where they do, in, like, the previous episodes where they've introduced a new fusion and it was, like, a big deal.
Yeah.
It's like, look, we don't have time to sit around and, like, chat shit about this fusion. Like, we're doing this as, like, triage to get you back on your feet so we can fight this person. Like,
yeah. And even then, Smoky Quartz was still doing the thing, like, what even am I? Oh, yeah, cool. And, of course, Rainbow Quartz was like, I'm the second version. You get it? And then, which is funny to think of, the original Rainbow Quartz also must have probably had an umbrella weapon because same gems. And they're like, well, we'll have more time with Sunstone. So, yeah, we'll make that character, like, sort of vaguely aware of the fourth wall. Just kind of like an ostentatious character. I don't know why that's the design they went with, but I loved it, and it was awesome.
mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, it's fire. Why not fire? Fire's cool. and then Obsidian was super dope.
Oh, yeah.
But,
and it was just like, Paradox Reaction was super funny, too. Just like the kind of physical humor of it.
Yeah. The show handles that pretty well. But I guess, do we want to do a quick plot synopsis of this?
Yeah, let's jump back.
It's weird, because
those are all of our real quick hot takes.
Yeah, so I don't think, like, actually a lot didn't happen. It was more character moments, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I guess, I have the plot pulled up here on Wikipedia, but I'm not going to read from it. I'm just going to use it as a reference. So again, if, here's a spoiler, whatever. So we start with the end of Escapism, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think,
so they've just communicated with the Watermelon Stevens.
Yeah, they was communicated with Watermelon Stevens, which is always everyone's crowd favorite, but I'm sure, like, I have to go back and watch it.
Yeah. Love that. I'm sure there's, like, we were talking about this, and, like, we're sure that there's some symbolism there, but I was just like, man, I, like, when I watched it, like, I was on the episode before that first, And so, like, I watched the one before Escapism, and then I watched Escapism, and I was like, I'm just gonna kind of pull out my Switch right now and only look at the screen part of the time.
And I think something like that's called a breather episode on TV Tropes, where it's like, it's a lot less tense, there's not as much going on. There might be some stuff, but it's basically, this shit's about to go down, and you're gonna cry, so, like, here's something that's bubblegum. But that works really well as, like, in a video game, like, as a breather level, like, hey, you just really did some heavy shit. Here's, like, a bonus stage where there's no stakes because you're about to fight a final boss or something. It's going to be rough. But that only works when you have, like, a common pace. Like, so not only is the episode, like, a 12-minute episode on a week-to-week basis, that was the week they decided to skip a week after. So you saw Escapism and had to wait 2 weeks to see what happened. It's like, yo,
this is,
not to be crass, but that's, like, such a blue balls of a situation. We were like, like, I want more, but maybe there was, and foreshadowing only feels satisfying if you see it. So we're like, okay, maybe this means something, but, like, does it? Like, the,
yeah, like, does it?
Someone pointed out that the Mr. Greg episode where they had, I think Pearl was, like, shaded yellow and Greg was shaded blue during their,
during the last
song.
It's over, isn't it?
That no, one? It was the talk to each other song after it's over. And it was kind of like, oh, this is symbolic, like, Pink and Rose have left and these two gems feel a certain way about it. And they kind of match, like, Greg was more sad and Pearl was more angry about it, ironically enough. And that kind of mirrored stuff. So it was like, it was the symbolism even back then, but it wasn't really foreshadowing and, you know, it stood on its own. But anyway, so after Escapism, Steven wakes up. He's like, oh, yeah, I'm still in prison. That's right. Then Blue comes in to kind of give him some stuff, like, hey, what are you doing? Like, this, you know, you got to be here. And Steven argues about, like, hey, this is, like, kind of why Pink left, because you guys were mean here.
Like,
and
yeah, like you bubbled, telling her how she needed to live. Like,
yeah, like, you gemmed my friends because they fuse. Like, fusing's normal. It's fine. And Blue's like, what universe is that? Fine. He's like, this universe.
My universe. Yeah, Steven's universe.
Steven's universe. That's the title of the show. But he's kind of like, hey, this can't be normal. Like, how many times did you make Pink Diamond cry? Like, how many times was she locked in here? Like, this is messed up. And Blue's like, yeah, you're right. It's messed up. Let's get you out of here. Let me take a break for Steven and Connie to eat because they need to. And Blue looks appropriately, like, disgusted. And there's Pepper throughout, there's little things where the Earth people will say things that Homeworld doesn't get. Like, Blue's like, yeah, you're still stuck here. And Connie's like, we've been grounded before. And Blue's like, what does that mean? Actually, I think that hits all three of the diamonds, I believe. I think all three of them get hit with a euphemism that they're like, what? And we'll get on to that. So we go on and Blue's like, yeah, we'll get you out of here. Steven changes into his Steven clothes rather than his Rose clothes. You know, he's finally done trying to be Pink Diamond. Foreshadowing. And Connie puts on the bomber jacket because she's like, this is the thing I do.
If I'm going to be here, then I got a stunt on him.
Yeah, that's how it goes, you know. Thanks, Dad. So they get out of there and Blue's like, yeah, I'll go get your friends out of the bubble. So they go into Yellow's chamber and they're like, yeah, we're here. And the lights come on. And Yellow Diamond has, like, the best, like, hands crossed looking over a desk, even though there's no desk. Like, what are you doing here? And it's like, you know, they should go home. Like, we've been kind of shitty. And Yellow's like, yo, I have been here for you. Like, what are you doing right now? And Steven gets the bubbled gems. And Yellow's like, I'm going to fight you. And there's a little bit of a fight scene. And she, like, bursts Blue through the wall. So when we're all thinking, oh, they're just teasing that in the like, teaser.
Here comes a big...
It's not actually they're fighting. No, they're fighting. Like,
they're definitely fighting. Yeah. And so, like, but, like... It's a like they fight for like a hot minute and then like Steven's like, is this what you wanted? Like,
yeah, so they crash and they fall onto a bridge because bridges make everything more epic and raise the stakes. And so they're fighting and Yellow's like doing that shocking thing. So apparently she can poof diamonds too, because you see like the lines on Blue Diamond that are like indicating what happens right before they get poofed, which is interesting. I wish we would have. I'm curious what would happen if you bubbled a diamond. Like, would they just be bubbled? That's interesting that you could do that. Or at least just have their diamond sitting there. Like, that seems precarious. But Yellow's like, yeah, this has to be good. And Steven's like, look around. Does this look good? Like, and the bridge is falling apart. Like, this society's screwed. Like, what are we doing? And Yellow falls on her knees like, Blue, stop using your powers on me. Like, And it's like, everyone's like, you're the only person crying. Like, dog, you're just sad.
You're just sad. You just are like, you finally, like, your anger has broken and given way to, like, sadness.
Yeah, because Pepper throughout, they're also saying stuff like, hey, you know, this society's not good. Like, why do you think Pink left? Like, we failed her. She didn't fail us. And Yale's like, yeah, we have to, you know, like, things are messed up. And Steven's like, you know, like my dad always says, if every pork chop were perfect, we wouldn't have hot dogs.
And, you know, and they're like, what's pork chops and like, what's hot dogs?
Like, and that means what exactly? And it's so well timed. Like, that barely makes sense on Earth. Like, that barely makes sense within the context that it does. It does, but... and that was, you know, people are filling out the little bingo cards they have. Like, what's going to happen? Like, are the diamonds going to come to Steven's side? Is he going to use the pork chops line? Like, and like, yeah, they're gonna bring back everything.
Yeah, come on.
So they're finally like, yeah, you know what? We'll get you to your legs and you can fly away, which I'm not exactly sure why they needed to escape.
Like, via the legs?
Like, I don't know. Like,
escape period or escape via the legs?
Yeah, like, were they in danger of anything?
Also, like couldn't they have just, like... Well, I mean, like, if White Diamond had caught them, like, sympathizing with Steven, I guess...
I guess at that point...
He would get locked up again?
Yeah, but, like, didn't Blue throw him in there? Like, it's not like...
Yeah.
Like, wasn't even there. She was just kind of, like, looking at him as Pearl, like, as the White Pearl.
Yeah, and also, like, couldn't they have taken him to one of their, like, arm ships and...
So, I'm under the impression... under the impression now, because of the next event, that they only have one set of ships each, and they left them on Earth after they got busted. Right? So... The next thing we see is White Pearl being like, hey, you ain't leaving. White's so happy.
Oh, true. Yeah, they don't have the arms yet. Just kidding.
So, White Diamond's, I guess, the torso and head is White's ship, which would look ridiculous flying through the sky. I mean, the feet look ridiculous.
Oh my God.
But like, and the eyes on it are like, yo, like, I guess this is how you would have to carve this, but it looks absolutely absurd. But she's like, yo, you guys aren't going anywhere, and these ships can, like, merge together to form a giant mecha, which is dope as fuck, but...
Yeah, which is, like, you know, I was expecting this.
Yeah, so White's like, you're not going anywhere, and Connie's like, yeah, I guess it's a standoff, but what are we gonna do? And then you see, like, little anime star, like, ting, and then, like, the two arms come, and they're all beat to shit, and they just come, like, start beating down, I guess the Diamond Authority mecha that has no arms. It's just a torso and legs at this point. It can walk in a line, I suppose. I guess fire eye laser beams, but we're not privy to that yet, but I guess it makes sense. And White or Yellow and Blue are like, oh, that's not us. No, actually, that's literally not us. We have no idea who that is. And it, like, knocks the mech down. We find out Bismuth did get Steven's message correctly and came. And she pops out with her armor, like, hell yeah. Like, her theme plays and it's that good industrial rock. It's like, yeah, we're here to go, and they're like, we. And then the other hand pops up, and it's Lapis, Lazuli, and Peridot in their newly formed outfits.
Oh, yeah.
And it's dope shit. It's so good.
Peridot's got these good Gurren Lagann glasses.
Yeah, like the like those triangle-ass glasses that, like, are super weird. And she has, like, she mentioned that she would. She had stars on her new outfit. And Peridot's running... Or not Peridot. Lapis is running, like, some kind of outfit. Like, what would you consider what she's wearing? Like, just like...
She's got, like hair and pants, kind of, right? And, like, I guess it's not a dress anymore. It's, like...
Yeah, it's not a dress anymore. It's, like, hair and pants with, like a little ribbon tie on them. And she's wearing sandals. Like,
She does live at the beach. Well, I guess she lives on a farm. Just kidding. I was gonna say she lives at the beach.
But they're, like, I don't know how else to say it. Like, the Egyptian style heel, like, sandals that people wear. Like, they don't look like flip-flop sandals, but... They're really cool.
Yeah, like gladiator sandals? Like,
yes, that's what they would be, yeah. And Peridot has mastered her ferrokinesis, I guess it probably is, and can float around on a garbage can. Like, I guess she couldn't get a nice disc of metal, so she's just flying on a trash can.
It's got that that static shock.
Yeah, the static
grind
shock.
There.
He used like static... Did he use a manhole cover?
Maybe?
Well, I don't know if that would even work, but he did do that.
It's awfully heavy.
Anyway, yeah, so they pop in, like, yeah, we're here to, like, help run shit. So, like, yeah, we should finally, you know, get this together. So they all come together, and, you know, Blue and Yellow can still apparently control their ships with their hand. They just had to be close enough to them, I suppose. So they attach those to the mech.
Yeah, I guess, like, a galaxy away is not helpful.
Yeah, so they attach them to the mech, and I think this is when they try to, like, convince White Diamond, like, hey, you should listen to Steven, like, we need to do better. And that fails miserably. Like, actually,
of course,
incredibly miserably. And
so miserably. Like, White Diamond, like, takes control of White and, or of Blue and Yellow.
Yeah, so we find out, like, what that means, like, why White Pearl looks like that. So we find out later that it's not a White Pearl, which leads to a couple questions that aren't answered, but might not matter. I have hypotheses on that, but, so she hits Yellow and Blue with this beam that makes them puppets of her? So they're always doing, like, that weird, like, hands-up pose, and they all talk in unison with her. They, like, lose all their color, and I have no idea what that feels like. I guess they're just amnesiac to it. Yeah, because when it happens to Amethyst, she's like, what happened? I don't know where I was at. So I guess at least they don't have to know about it, which would be terrible. So at that point, the Crystal Gems are like, well, this sucks. And do they, like, get knocked off the bridge? Like, I forget what exactly happens now.
They've been regemified, like... They're not bubbled, they're just gems.
Yeah, they're
like,
just gems.
They lose their physical form. Yes. They've been attacked.
So they get, like, attacked by, like, the diamond ships, and they, like, fall off the bridge, and they escape, and they fall, and, you know, it's like a whole chase scene kind of thing. And as they're trying
to... So they're falling as, like, actual rocks.
Yeah, so the crystal gems that we formerly known are just falling as their physical gems, and I believe Lapis and Peridot and Bismuth are somewhere else. I think they were running. And Connie was with them. I'd have to watch it again. So Steven's like,
the three of them are there.
Yeah, they're running away because, like, we don't want to die. And Steven's like, I have to save the crystal gem. So he, like, jumps down and he's falling. He does a little bit of shield surfing, which looks super dope. And he's like, I have to reach the gems. And I forget how exactly he gets to the first one. He maybe just, like, does diving.
He gets, like, makes himself more aerodynamic.
Yeah, which theoretically he could have just got to the ground because I guess they were just going to fall to the ground. I guess that would crack them, but that seems like a weird way for these gems seem harder than a fall. But whatever. So he gets to Amethyst first, and he's like, "I don't know. You need to come out, like, please, like, I'm so sad." And that fuses them into Smoky Quartz. So we get to see, like, as mentioned before, a slight new version of Smoky Quartz, and they are appropriately like, "Oh, what's going on?" And Steve, like, they unfuse and. Amethyst's like, I'll just transform into a bird. Like, we all can do this. So
I got this.
I'll just fly. And then Steven gets to Pearl, and they form Rainbow Quartz 2.0, which is, I think, only the second gem to have a male voice actor.
Yeah.
Because...
Gentleman-looking.
Yes. Very suave-looking. Has an umbrella, like a Mary Poppins-type flow, and a British accent. Because, you know, I guess Garnet's not the only one who would have had a British accent. There's no consistency to that.
No, it's like Star Wars.
Yeah, because, like, Ruby and Sapphire don't have British accents, right?
Nope.
And then neither does Sugalite.
Nope.
But the Sardonyx has an accent, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Sardonyx has, like, a posh British accent.
Yeah, and then Garnet has, like, a different British accent. So, like, it's just random, I guess. I don't know where... I guess maybe, yeah. Pearl lets you keep a, like, Pearl enables British accents. That's two of the fusions she's in are British. Whatever. I mean, we never heard the original Rainbow Quartz talk. Maybe that, because that would have been weird. But what did she sound like? So yeah, we do that, and then, they rocket down because their umbrella can also be a little rocket that shoots, like, out rainbow rocket exhaust. And they catch...
You know, like
happens. They do. So they catch Ruby and Sapphire, because Garnet's two gems, and then as they land, they say something witty, and then Amethyst lands on their shoulder as a bird, which is very cute. And then the other gems get down there, too, along with Connie. I'm going to just refer to them all as Crystal Gems at this point, because that's a team. And they're like, Garnet, please come back, and that's how we get Sunstone, which is, like, this badass fire-looking gem. And then a moment of, like... anti-catharsis, then she gets stomped by, like, one of the pink diamond boots. And then, you know, we're like, well, they're not gonna
die. But then she's like, and pushes it up.
Yeah, and Sunstone just pushes it up. You see Pearl was laying flat, some people went into, like, fetal positions. Which makes me question, how strong is Sunstone to lift up that giant-ass mecha? Like, those...
I mean, Garnet's already pretty strong, and Steven's a diamond.
Oh yeah, Steven is a diamond. That all that, but still, like, each of those ships is significantly bigger than the diamonds they carry.
True.
Which, you know, it doesn't actually matter, but it's just funny. It's like, yo, Sunstone is super strong. And like, yo, we gotta fight this thing. So they try to scale it because Sunstone's weapon? When you mix gauntlets and shields, you get suction cups. So I'm assuming that's just one form of it. I don't know what else. I'm sure they could do other things, but Sunstone's very cool, very way past cool 90s style. Whereas, like, I think, did Sunstone also have, like, Kamina glasses, or were they, like, was it just, like, a Garnet visor?
They were on the screen for so brief a time that I don't remember.
They were just, like, a rounder Garnet visor. I'm looking at the screenshot.
Okay. Because then when they unfused and Garnet was back, she had different glasses.
Yeah, she had a visor with, like, a spike across the top.
Yeah.
What's interesting, I'm looking at Sunstone's design. They're, like, very fiery, but they're only wearing, like, Steven's clothes, because I guess Steven wears clothes. But what's funny, like, you know how when sometimes people wear short shorts, like, their pockets will go past the bottom? Sunstone has a blue and a pink pocket. It's really nice. Like, it's a nice little touch.
That's such a nice little detail.
Yeah, because the rest of them, like, you would just say, well, this is Steven mixed with something. I guess Garnet's glasses are there, and then the hands are, like, they're brown, like, real big, like her gauntlets. And then I just, like, two little hands, but... Yeah, so it's, you know, cool little costume. Definitely looks like a gym bro, but I like it. So they try to scale the diamond mech. It doesn't work because they can't get up there fast enough. So they're like, yo, I guess we gotta form Obsidian. And that's a good idea because Obsidian's dope as shit. And that's, you know, if you've seen the temple, you kind of have a vague idea what Obsidian looks like. But make it like a grayish, brownish lava color. With a big old just Steven-y fro type thing going on instead of like curls, I guess. So they,
I really just had not put that together until this moment that it looks that it's the same as the temple because that's what the temple is.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I was hoping. Yeah. Oh, I was waiting. I'm like, that temple has to be the fusion. Like, that's what that shape has to be. Yeah.
I have not even thought about that.
Oh yeah, yeah. The gem temple on Earth. That's
Damn.
Yeah, it's good shit. That's because I thought it was going to be Alexandrite, but when it wasn't that, I'm like, oh, okay, I guess it's...
Yeah.
And apparently...
Have to include roses.
Yeah. And I think that version had, like, flowier hair because rose and pink did. My question, though, is... I'm trying to do this on the fly, but everything... There's too many things. Did Alexandrite have, like, two mouths, too?
I think so.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, Alexandrite, like, has, like, a smiley mouth, like, regular, but then, like, her face tilts back, and she has, like a second scary mouth, like, in her neck.
Like a forehead mouth kind of thing.
That breathes fire. Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, they have a regular face in the neck one. Obsidian seems to have the opposite. Like, they have a face and then, like, a face mask on top. They, like, kind of sits like a visor that also opens up.
Mm-hmm.
That apparently just stores hot magma that they can forge a sword within. Which is super cool,
like,
as well.
You do.
Also, in this point, I forgot that Rose's sword was broken at some point. So Bismuth forged another one for Connie, and it's very, very cool.
Yeah, it's cool as heck.
So, while Obsidian is climbing up the Diamond Mecha, Peridot, Lapis, and Bismuth, and Connie, like, attempt to distract it and cause problems, which succeeds long enough for Alexandrite to pull out a giant sword and just, like, cut through the arms and stuff like that and eventually climb up. And the mech slams its face into a wall, which unfuses Obsidian. Not Ruby and Sapphire, though, but, like, breaks them all. But I'm sure it's a very difficult fusion to maintain between five gems. So I'll give them that. But they climb up and they go into the head of White Diamond. And...
Woohoo!
Now
party time gets real.
Real disturbing as hell.
it's so bad. It's so creepy.
It's like a gray room. And so they go in there like, yo, we got to figure out how we're going to do this. And, you know, they have some back and forth where, you know, White is basically just playing psychological warfare with Steven. As they try to fight back White Diamond, White's the Amethyst, Garnet, and Pearl. So they are now puppets of her. And during this, you know, Pink is just arguing with Steven, like, you're a pink diamond, stop playing games, you know? is this your whole game? Do you just hang around with, like, inferior gems to make yourself feel better? And it's just enforcing, like, hey, you're Pink Diamond. Like, you've convinced yourself that you're this human thing that you've melded yourself into. Like, your family and all this, your dad. Like, that's not what you are. And she uses her talon nails to take Steven's diamond out of his stomach. And it's...
Holy shit.
Despite, like, being look, a silhouette, for a second, it's horrifying, dog.
It's so horrifying. Like, I was hoping that it wasn't going to come out, and, like, that was going to be, like, the beat that was, like, when someone's, like, I'm going to break this thing, and they hit it with it, and it doesn't break, and it's, like, dink, 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 damn it, like, but it pops right out, and holy shit, that's the end of the episode.
You just see, like, his flat stump, like, the side silhouette of the diamond, like, is just out, you're like, okay, I'm very glad that this is a four-parter, and not have to wait a week until...
I don't have to wait a year.
That said... That would have been a better cliffhanger than, like, hey, here's escapism. Like, I would have been so, like, freaking out for a week, but imagine, like, the internet would have
went so hyped to figure out, yeah, what was going to happen next.
And that 4 minutes I had to wait, I did not predict what was going to happen. I'm like, well, he's not going to die.
Yeah, like, Steven can't die.
But I'm like, what are we going to see? So it's funny because since everyone's under White's control, like, it's just her expression. But we see, like, when Pink forms, it goes, I think, in, like, a quick span. I may be misremembering. Pink Diamond, Rose Quartz, and then just a pink light Steven.
Yeah, so for, like, for a minute, Steven's, like, gonna die.
So,
like, he looks like shit.
So the other thing, what they do, it's fucked up. So they have it in split screen. And the one screen, you're looking from Steven's point of view. And the other scene is, like, looking around. You're like, what perspective is this? It's not White's perspective. And then you slowly see, like, the levels start to match up. I think it's Connie's in the room at this point, right? Yeah, Connie's been in the room the whole time.
Yeah, Connie's, like, holding him up.
Yeah, Connie's there, but Bismuth, Lapis, and Amethyst aren't there at this point. They're, like, probably climbing or, like, flying around. I guess Peridot could probably lift Bismuth since her armor's metal, but whatever. So Connie's like, what the fuck is going on? Everyone's face is just like, what the fuck is this? Like, this pink Steven...
She pulls the diamond out and it reforms into the silhouettes, but then it's Steven. And, like, I was really glad that it was Steven because I was worried that it was going to be Rose at first, and I didn't want it to be because such, like, the themes of the show are so much about, there's so much about grief and moving on and, like, change and how it's good and, like, adapting and evolving, and to have Rose appear in what feels like a finale felt just wrong.
Yeah, I was thinking we're gonna get close, like, someone's gonna get closure of some sort. Either Steven's gonna have to, like, I didn't predict it to be this. I like this, but, like, he's finally gonna meet his mom and be able to be like, what's going on? And she's gonna be like, this, like, I thought it was gonna be Rose, but they weren't going to be, like, be stable without each other or something. Or there's going to be, like, a fight for her to, like, reform with Steven. But this was much better, I think. So, yeah, it's a pink Steven. And White's like, Pink, stop playing games. And the pink Steven just yells, like, she's gone. And it, like, indents the floor and, like, I think, like, blows White Diamond back at first. Like, everyone's just kind of, like, gets thrown off by the streak. So the Steven just walking slowly towards real Steven. And... real Steve's, like, emaciated. Like, he can't walk. Like, his eyes are all darkened. His stomach is just flat now. Like, it's not flat, but, like, it's smooth. Like, he has no gem.
Yeah.
And he's like, I can't talk. And Connie's like, I'll take you over there. Like, I'll walk you over. And White Diamond keeps trying to use her, like, puppet ray on this pink Steven. And it's just, like, putting up shields and just, like, just straight no sail. Just, like, just knocking it off until, like, all this, the, like, puppets are shooting shield. At it. It's so great. It's just walking slowly, and White's freaking out, like, what the fuck is going on right now? And the pink Steven walks up to our Steven, and I was thinking, like, I hope it doesn't, like, there can be only one to Steven or something, like, but he was gonna straight up die, like, without this thing.
Yeah.
And it's so beautifully animated. I forget, like, who's the guy that does this?
James Baxter?
James Baxter. Like, he worked
with Disney. When I first saw it on Twitter, the people talking about James Baxter, isn't that also the name of the horse that occasionally appears in Adventure Time?
Yeah, apparently it is, yeah.
James Baxter. I was like, why are we talking about that horse?
Yeah.
It's not the horse. Spoiler it's not the alert. Horse.
It's the animator.
Yeah, who worked for Disney.
Yeah, Who Framed Roger Rabbit. Apparently, specifically Rafiki and the Lion King, it says. And then, like, Belle and Quasimodo. But he also did that scene where, like, Belle and Beast are dancing. It's that big swooping scene that everybody, like, always looks at. So you gotta look at this scene. Like, yeah, it's a little bit more, the colors are a little bit more muted. Like, it's that thing where they mute the colors a little bit, but, like, the neons, like, the pinks are, like, louder and have, like, a effect on them. So, like, as the Stevens meet, they kind of, like, hug, and they both just start laughing and just, like, spin around dancing and stuff like this. And meanwhile, like, at this point, White Diamond has, like, fallen over. Like, she's just, like, laying down.
She's losing it.
Like, she's...
Yeah, well, apparently, like, this... Like, those, like, spin-around shots, those, like, very flawless, like, rotating camera shots are, like, James Baxter's, like, signature.
Yeah. And he killed it. Like, it was...
Ooh, yeah.
Like, if you're just listening to this because you like us or you haven't caught up, like, go look at this. Like, it's so fluid and beautiful. Like, they did not have to stunt this hard for this, like, minute-long sequence, maybe 15-second-long sequence.
Yeah, they were just like, who are we gonna call to do the scene? Get James Baxter on the phone.
Like, we have, I mean...
Like, they have, like, the red phone in the corner. It's like...
It's a Powerpuff Girls
phone. It's time. It's time to call James.
And it honestly is beautiful. And, that like, Steven reforms, like, yeah. Like, Rose Quartz and Pink Diamond are gold. Like, I am... Like, this diamond is me. Like, this is... Like, I am fully this person. Like, this isn't Pink playing games. Like, I have her memories, but it's not a joke. This
I have some real. Of her memories. Yeah. Like, not even all of them.
Yeah, not even all of them. It's just, like, that's, I guess, a gem thing. Maybe a diamond thing. So, like, at this point, White is, like, kicking and screaming, throwing a temper tantrum. And she's like, you're acting like a child. Like, why are you acting like a child? And Steven's like,
I am a child.
What's your excuse? And, like, apparently this was enough to just, like, shake shit. Like, White starts blushing, which makes the mech blush. Like, all the puppets have a blush. And this breaks the spell she was holding. Like, this was enough to, like, shake her to the core.
Getting, like, that clap back just...
She was not ready. She's like, I feel ridiculous. Oh, like, meanwhile, at this point, she mentioned that, like, since she has all the colors, she's perfect. Like, and since yellow is yellow's color, she can't absorb some color, which means, like, that's why she doesn't have feeling. That's why blue doesn't have, like, anger. She's always sad. It's because she can't absorb other colors. Like, it was, like, some light theory that probably does have, like, some basis in scientific.
Does make sense in.
Like, yeah, there's probably some rock knowledge with that. I think, yeah, like, when yellow and blue were trying to talk to White, they were talking about, like, hey, you know, the imperfections that we have that make us so strong are also what make us weak, like, as diamonds. Like, oh, yeah, that's, like, rock knowledge or something. But, yeah, White believes herself to be perfect, and I don't know if that's true or false, but obviously she does not have flawless foresight. And then, yeah, so they finally convince her, like, hey, shit's not good. Like, your empire's falling apart. You don't gotta be this way. Like, get it together. Or, like, you do have flaws, obviously, if you can blush. And then, but maybe she wasn't blushing, maybe she was just, like, touched by pink, because, like, blue and yellow mentioned that she's off color at this point. So, like, I don't really know.
I feel like it's kind of a little of both, because it is, like, obviously, like, she blushes and it's pink, but I feel like
it's because, like, it was, like, a pink diamond thing.
Yeah, like, it's like, because she's a diamond, like, she could have blushed any color, like,
right, because, like, pearl blushes, like, bluish green.
Yeah, and, like, yellow and blue diamond don't blush pink.
Yeah, it's, like, got, like, the little red, like, line marks that, like, are anime blushing that's implied.
Yeah.
So if, like, White Dub, like, blush was, like, a big thing?
Yeah, I feel like that's... It's part pink and part, like, emotional reaction.
Yeah. So it's very well done. So, you know, they go through some back and forth. And then, you know, triumphantly, Lapis, Bismuth, and Peridot pop in, like, hey, we're here to save the day. Like, you're late. But this is when we see the White Pearl was actually a pink pearl. So, again, I have no idea, like,
because her control drops, too. Like,
yeah, the control of her White Pearl drops, and it's actually, oh, this was a pink pearl the whole time. So I don't know if there ever was a White Pearl. I don't know if Pearl was, like, was Pearl White Pearl?
I don't know. Because, like,
this pearl's pink, like.
Yeah, like, she's all pink, so she was clearly probably pink's.
Yeah. Oh, but also, like, her face was broken, so I don't know if it's implied that, like, Rose couldn't, like, maintain, like, a pearl. Like, I don't know. Her face was broken.
Well, but, like, also, like, the pearls aren't, like, they don't have to be controlled by their diamonds. They just serve their diamonds. So, right. Like, but this White Pearl was just being puppeted by White Diamond. Yeah. So, like.
So I was never sure,
maybe,
like,
she was damaged in the war or something?
Yeah.
Don't know.
So we don't know. And it's always weird, because, like, even in the flashbacks, the pearl we know never had, like, the same level of motif that the that like yellow and blue Pearl have. Like,
mm-hmm.
Pearl doesn't look like she was, it sounds so gross to say, and they mentioned it's gross, but I thought I could give ownership of them, but she didn't seem like she was anyone specific's Pearl, like, she just seemed to exist as
yeah.
a Pearl, so I don't know. But anyway, yeah, we see that, and they don't really do too much with that, they just kind of say, oh, hey, you're fine now. They get some shit together, they become friends, they go back to Earth, right as Sadie Killer and the suspects are singing Drive My Van Into Your Heart, which I'm like, this is so great. I'm so happy. So this perfect. Is the song that they're singing. I don't know if anyone else geeked out about that, but I did. And just at this moment, the Diamond Mecha shows up, and people are like, what the fuck? Like, what's going on? And, you know, Steven's like, hey, no, it's cool. Like, we're all good, and everyone's happy to see them. Like, because as far as everybody on Earth knows, like, these aren't bad guys. These are just more rocks. Like,
more gems, there's yeah. whatever. There's the bulk of Beef City doesn't know anything about gem politics.
Yeah, we just know that one time a green hand tried to fuck our shit up, like... but, and even then, it only...
Also, green hand? Like, whose green hand was that?
I don't know, so, I guess, because it was Blue and Yellow's employee? I don't know, it's probably just green because, like, Peridot ship, like, I don't know, like, it's probably just some army ship, I don't actually know, but it still makes sense that army stuff would be green because the blue and yellow run it. White just is an overseer and pink was a jester. So I don't know. I don't know. It was yellow on the inside. I don't know. Maybe. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
My small answers. I don't know. But anyway. So yeah, they show up and they're like, yeah, cool. Like in the gems. Also, White Diamond is hella awkward. Doesn't know how to talk to people. Like doesn't know. How to look at people. It's real weird looking.
Never been interacted with anyone in a way that wasn't just to give them orders.
Yeah. Or even give them orders, like, it seems like. She's a weirdo. But at that moment, we're like, hey, we're here. Lars' shit pops in, like, hey, guys, we're home.
Guys, we made it home, too.
Finally got home. We're safe now. There's a haven for us. And then they look up and see the diamonds, and the diamond's like, ooh, I think. And the off-colors are like, cool, good. This is what we could have stayed
at home. This is exactly what we tried to escape.
And the one just like, okay, we're cracked. And like Steven's like, no, it's good. Like this is fine. And Lars like, oh, hey, Lion. This makes sense in context now. then him and Sadie have meanwhile.
Like a moment.
Yeah, Pat. I don't know how to say Pad Perdashia.
If I look at it in writing,
yeah, but
I will tell it's
the defective
Pad Paradasha.
Yeah, and she's a sapphire basically, but her predictions.
Yeah, but she only sees the present.
Yeah, but apparently I feel like she does like they are. It's funny because you're like, is she just seeing the present? Like, no, she's telling the future, but late because she'll say stuff that's slightly more detailed than what the situation is saying. Or it'll mm-hmm. be vague enough that you're like, yeah, this was a prediction that just was slow. But anyway, she's like, yeah, we're gonna see something, blah, blah, blah. So yeah, and then Sadie and Lars have a moment. It's pretty nice. And he's like, oh, look how cool we are. Like, she's like, you're a cool space pirate. He's like, you're literally a rock star. They're all rock stars because they're gems, get it? But you know,
they're gems from space.
Yeah, gems from space. But they have a moment, it's pretty cool, and, you know, Ronaldo's like, yo, like, you just see him feeling Lars's cape.
He's, like, losing his mind.
Despite the fact that Lars has become such a better person, more empathetic, he's even like, Ronaldo, this is so cringe.
Ronaldo, my guy!
Like, act like you've been here before. It would have been nice to see Lars's parents be like, holy shit. But we can maybe infer that they've seen him. I mean, Steven could have taken them to space and see him. Like, that's not impossible.
Yeah, Lion was there.
Also, yeah, Sadie could have seen Lars by now. What the hell, Steven? Like, but I guess you don't want to blow up a spot, but whatever. So they all get together on that. It's cool. And you see White, like, seeing the corrupted gems, and it's like, well, even being, like, a gem supremacist, she'd be like, well, we gotta fix this. Like, this ain't a good look.
This isn't wrong. This just isn't right.
And apparently, so, it's not that she can just come fix things, which, seeing the solution, I don't know if she had to come down here, because, and it's, her luster has gone a little bit, like her shine where you can't see her features. Now we can more presently see like the outline of her outfit and stuff, and like her illustrious cape. All that's it. So what they do, they get into like Rose's fountain that like has tears or whatever and has water. So apparently the solution is put all the corrupted gems into this pool and have the diamonds sit in it, and their essence will fix it.
Yeah.
Which is weird that they have off colors in general, but I guess that's not a fixable thing. Which is a good lesson for life, that just because people are different doesn't mean they need to be fixed. But if you're sick, you can be fixed. Like, a cold can be fixed with medicine. Yeah.
It's like the argument about, like the X-Men argument about, like, chronic illness versus physical disability. Like, no, I don't want to be fixed. It's like, no, I'm literally in pain every hour of the day. I would love to be fixed.
Yeah, like there's a difference between being, I guess, like, between being Cyclops and, like, Magneto, who can, like, not do stuff if he chooses to. So that's cool, and you see, like, all the corrupted gems, like, they get, like, a more gem form, but they still maintain, like, some remnants of their corruption, which honestly just make them look cooler.
Yeah.
To us. So I guess you get to see Biggs, like, because, Bismuth is really happy to see them. But then we see, like, all the gems reform, and Jasper's like, oh, shit, it's Rose Quartz, time to put my helmet on and go back to war immediately. And everyone's like, no, it's cool, like, and Amethyst is like, buddy, like, sister, this is what's going on. And it's cool because she has, like, cute little horns, like, from the corruption. It's cool. All the gems get fixed, and I think that's pretty much the gist of it. Am I missing anything?
No, oh. I think that's the whole thing.
And it ends with, like, oh, so apparently that the version of that song was "Let Me Ska My Van Into Your Heart." I'm reading.
Ska My Van Into Your Heart.
Yeah, but you know, so Steven sings the "We Are the Crystal Gems," but he doesn't like hold it in the same way, so that you don't like he doesn't say "We are just these people," because I guess the inference is we're all gems again, like it's unified. So he's singing the song and. And then the characters come and they do their pose that they were. They're all on Beach City having a little cookout. So it's just a really cute, succinct ending that I think tied
it's
up anything major.
Anime ending.
Yes, it was. Yeah.
Like, they're playing the opening song over the credits and, like.
Oh, it was so nice. It was so good.
you, like, cut around, like, montaging how everyone's happy and.
With no spoken dialogue.
Yeah. Man, I have bad news for you, though.
What's up?
The good old listeners could have watched all four episodes in the amount of time we spent.
Yeah, no, but we're talking about it. Like, it's the recap,
true.
You know? Like, it's
true.
We're,
yeah, there's some
we're adding stuff in, you know? Like, it's the interjection. That's not bad news. It's good news. That's it. But
it's
also, we had, like, 10 minutes of stuff beforehand. This was 44 minutes. So, like, now they could have watched it. No. But, yeah, we're doing commentary. That's what you're all here to hear anyway, right?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, and so, like, go ahead.
Or also, some people may have been like, I don't really feel like watching it, but I'll listen to, like, two chums chat about it, or I'll hear,
there you go, yeah.
I've watched it, and this is content, I don't know. I've listened to, like, hour and a half long synopses of things that I've watched before, and be like, yeah, that did happen. Look, I like podcasts, I enjoy them, I enjoy making them and consuming them, and I don't know why. I have ideas, but sometimes people just want to be like, yeah, I'm participating in this conversation. Now we're at the analysis portion. So maybe I'll put a timestamp in the description so people could just jump to it. Hey, you're here. You made it back. Thanks.
Hey, you're here. 52 minutes. So one of the things that I think is a little bit of a valid point that I've seen I don't, like, seek out discourse as a rule, but it's literally on the Change Your Mind Wikipedia page that having, like, kind of, like, Biggs and other corrupted gems lumped into Jasper also coming back, all kind of being the same level of, like, oh, you're fixed, you're here, like, is a little sketchy, like, because there's such a strong, like, with Jasper and Malachite and everything, there was such a strong, like, story about abuse and, like, being trapped in an abusive relationship. And to have, like, Amethyst swim over to Jasper and be like, hey, bud!
Yeah.
Like,
so I
is
think
kind of scooching past, like, a very large amount of like, rehabilitation and forgiveness that needs to happen.
Yeah, so I think, so at least on the side of the good guys, they've already forgiven her, because I think they were already empathetic to be like, yo, you don't have to do this, like, I get why you're mad. So on her end, that could probably be hand-waved by healing prop. No, it wouldn't be. I think what happened was her first instinct was kill Rose Quartz, but then it was like, the situation's not what I think it is. And then Amethyst basically seemed like, hey, I'm trying to explain to you what's going on. Like, you don't, like, I see what you're saying.
And, like, here's the thing is, like, as soon as Jasper got unbubbled, I was like, and there will be discourse about this.
Yeah.
Like.
So that's like, well, here's the thing, though. Were they going to leave her in the bubble and be like, no, say that one for later? Like, that would have been a dick move. Like, so she has to be there. But then would you not, like, this was the only option they had as writers. Now, I think if we still had another season, it would be stuff like, hey, how do we make amends with Jasper? Like, how does Lapis get past this? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
How did, like, what exactly helped Amethyst get over her her insecurities about being weaker? You know what I mean? Like, is she just over that now? Like, I don't... Yeah. I imagine she's like, well, I did help go toe-to-toe with the diamond, so I'm not useless, but... So there is stuff there. I think... I'm not going to dismiss anyone's trauma if they felt some way from it, but if you're just participating in the discourse for, like, the discourse sake, like, as I am, I'm going to be like, you have to just enjoy it as a show, because we've seen fusion as a metaphor for sex, as a metaphor for romance, and as a metaphor of, no, we're just doing this for fighting. Or literally, I can save your life by touching you and becoming you, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So... it's not a clear one-to-one analogy to begin with. And I'm not going to say that there weren't tons of it in different places, you know what I mean? Like, like the way that Ruby and Sapphire treat fusion is like, okay, you could see this as a metaphor for that. But then when Lapis like, hey, Jasper, I will fuse with you. Psych, I've got you trapped now. Like, if you take that as a sex metaphor, that doesn't go down a good path. Like, for anybody involved, yeah. Like the writers, for Lapis, like, what does this mean? Like... But I mean, I think it literally was a, oh no, this in this situation, this just is a metaphor for we are inhabiting the same place. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Which is not this, I think things can mean different things in context, and I think that's why context matters. Which is why, like, it was so sketchy, but also like, no, this is, it's sketchy in universe when Pearl kept fusing with Garnet. But then when Steven's like, oh hey, I accidentally fused with Connie or Amethyst the first time for that, like, Well, actually, every time he fused with Amethyst, except for the second time, it was an accident, I think. But, yeah, the metaphor only stands for what it stands for. So, like, you could read Jasper's corruption as a little bit of, like, if you're looking at it as a sex metaphor, like, oh, I got an STD by trying to be powerful. But then, like, my mind went weird because people can be corrupted from just, like, my gem fell down and it was cracked for too long. So, like, my brain got weird, and corruption is a disease of the mind, more of the body kind of thing. And then, but we explicitly are told gems' bodies aren't physically actually there, they're, like, light projections that are harder, and it becomes the whole thing of, like, look, as far as, like, it only just doesn't work as a redemption arc. I don't know how much problematic information you can look into on this, not because I'm trying to dismiss it, but because I don't think it's consistent enough with all the different ways that fusion was used, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it just, that's true. So in that sense, I won't call it... I now, if somebody feels, like, triggered from this, like, actual triggered, not internet triggered, I'm not going to dismiss that. Like, they feel that way for a valid reason. But if you're not feeling that, and you're just saying, like, oh, based on my thought, I'm going to disagree with that, if that's fair. I think that's a fair way to come at this.
Yeah, I, like, also the other take was, like, the gem, like, the diamonds, like, did kill a lot of people. It's like that, like, but Bucky is my friend now. Like,
like, people or gems, you mean?
Both? Okay. Where did Russia go?
You know what? I'm not gonna say that they didn't do something in this timeline. No, where did Russia go? Like, within Steven Universe? I have no idea. I'm pretty sure Rooks just like, gone he's... because in real life they're homophobes, so Rebecca Sugar says, fuck them. Take them off the map.
I guess that's fair. I think that's legit. I was gonna say, like, there's just, like, a C there.
Yeah, I think that's the only reason why Russia is gone, is because somebody on the staff said, fuck Russia. If they won't let Ruby and Sapphire exist, we won't let them exist. Like, who has the power now? I can't imagine there's any other reason, because the surrounding countries are just fine. Like, to the point that, like, there's not a humanitarian crisis where people are, like, are constantly in peril. And they've traveled the world, like, they've gone to, like, see animation happen. So, like, yeah, Russia just, maybe Russia just straight up doesn't exist in this timeline. That might just be the shape of Europe in Steven Universe, which would be hilarious. Yeah, the diamonds killed a lot of people, but, and I don't want to justify what they did, but they, along with the gems they killed, were under the impression that, like, the gems on Earth started a war. Like, the people that died were fighting for something they thought happened.
Yeah.
Like, we gotta shatter the diamonds because we're oppressed, like, and they're like, eh, let's not do that.
They also are, like, keeping humans in a zoo. Remember the human zoo?
I do remember that, and I'm also going to put that as sketchy for the artists to make that.
Uh-huh.
Because as far as the diamonds are concerned, or the gems even, like, the gems don't see humans as anything, like, not to make the vegan argument, but, like, we keep animals, and as far as they're concerned, we're just animals.
They do consistently refer to Connie as his pet.
Yeah. Which is, like, the gems don't seem to be racist against differences in humans, because they call it, they refer to Greg that way, I think, too, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so it's not like there was a race.
It's not just like Connie's brown and Greg is white kind of thing. No,
it's just like they're, Lars, too. They call it Lars, well, Lars is also brown, but indiscriminately, they don't care. They're like, humans are animals, like, so I'll give the characters a pass on that. A little sketchy for the writers to write a human zoo. And call it that. That's weird. But as far as the character are concerned, I'm not going to hold that against them. I feel so bad about saying that, but that, I don't know. That's also a species they didn't mind wiping out either. Like, they eliminate many species. I guess that's what's bad. But the gems were complicit. They didn't care about that. You know what I mean? All the humans that died, there were, I don't think that, besides Rose Quartz, I don't think there were a ton of gems that were like, hey, we should stop doing this. Like, these people are alive. Like, there's animals and humans and shit here. Like, we should stop. The gems were like, what? They live for, like, 100 years. Who cares? So that is interesting. I haven't seen that perspective. It is interesting to think about how much we'll sympathize with, like...
like a redeemed villain. Like, if we know the story behind, like, why they're... It's like, cool motive, still murder, but, like, we're like, but... cool motive,
but it's cool motive, still murder, but like, my motive was I thought I was going to be murdered, or like, I didn't know this was a sentient being, you know? I don't know, it's that's a funny comparison. I think that's interesting. I need to do more thought on that. I do think the diamonds were shitty for just like wrecking a bunch of planets, but I don't think the gems like have any moral high ground on that either. Like, because I don't think they thought it was necessarily wrong, either. Now, Beach City could be like, you guys tried to kill us at least 3 times, like, in the last year. Maybe 3 years. I don't know. Any other takes? What else we got? There's some other takes. Favorite new outfit? What do you like?
Favorite new outfit. I mean, like, you know, I am a fan of the, like I said, of the Gurren Lagann glasses, but I really like Pearl's new jacket.
I thought you would.
With the big shoulders?
I thought you would.
Yeah, I'm into that.
That's what... I saw it, I'm like, this is 100% not my thing, but, like, that doesn't mean it's bad. That just means it's not my thing. That can be a thing. That's a possible opinion.
That's how that works.
I didn't love Garnet's new glasses, but I did.
Yeah.
Like, the top spike seems like they're not star enough for that to work for me.
Okay.
But that's fine. I don't hate them. And then Amethyst, I liked it. I've liked everything Amethyst has done. She's my favorite gem, probably.
Yeah,
I like Connie's outfits. I wish
Connie's always got that, like, the leather jacket, like the bomber jacket, is just so...
It's such a good look.
Yeah.
What else? I liked Sunstone. I liked all the fusions. They looked good. I'm glad that Obsidian didn't have like a Steven shirt on. That would have looked really weird. it would have been funny, but it wouldn't have been worth the joke, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Which is weird, because all of... That's the only gem that just didn't have clothes, right?
Obsidian?
Yeah.
Yep.
All the other gems at least have, like, a clothing type
Some kind appearance. Of clothing thing.
Like, even the Alexandrite looks like it's wearing a clothing.
Mm-hmm.
Did you want more out of Lars and Sadie's reunion?
Yeah, like, this whole time I feel like they've been building up, like, that, like, once they get back together, that Lars and Sadie are going to, like, have grown enough to, like, talk to each other about their feelings.
Yeah, because the off-colors are like, oh, we've heard so much about you, like.
Yeah, so, like, you'd think that we would get to see them do that? Like, they build it up a lot? I would like to know.
Yeah. I feel like we could get, like, a Capers of Beach City, like...
Like, at this point, like, now that we've got through the big plot parts, I would love to have a Beach City Capers run of episodes.
I will watch a Slice of Life Steven Universe, no problem now. Gem World, or see, like, some of the adventures Lars had. Like, those adventures were cool. Like, there's a lot of little stuff we'd go into. Like, maybe tell us what happened to Russia. Did they fix the cluster, or is it still in a bubble in the
right?
Earth?
Right? Like, is there still just a big freaking cluster? Like,
wait, no. It turned into a fist and fought the diamonds. But then what happened? I forgot about that. Like, so much shit happens in this show, like, every few months. Like,
oh my gosh.
That totally happened, right? Like, I'm not making that up, right?
No, that's true. Oh my gosh, though, when you said that, I thought you said it turned into a fist to fuck the diamonds. And I was like, that's a different show.
I did not say that. man, there must be a Steven Universe porn parody somewhere, but I'm not going to look for it.
I am not looking for that, no thanks.
But I want to know what it would be called. Like, I don't know.
Steven's Universe?
Okay, thank you. There it is. That was really good on the spot. I was having a much worse time. That's a good title. You did it.
I did it.
But yeah, I do want to know what else. Like, how do the cool kids feel? We don't really see how they feel about being in a band, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, will Lars just be cool with them? Like, he's adopted Bingo Bongo as a catchphrase. He'd be like, hey guys, what's up? Like, I was in space for a while, no big deal.
Yeah, like, am I cool? Like,
does he get... That is pretty hardcore, man.
Did he ever, after, like, he was gonna go to that party and embarrassed himself and threw away his beautiful purple ube, like, did he ever go back to the cool kids?
No, during the abduction,
there was no...
he just fell in the water and tried to hide. And got taken on the ship, like, so yeah.
So, like, there's been no resolution between Lars and his desire to be friends with the cool kids.
They may have not even known that he just disappeared. I don't know if I recall a line, like, there was some kid at the donut shop, like, did they offhandedly mention that he was just not there?
I don't know.
Like,
well, because they did a whole episode about Lars being away, like, that, like, in regards to the donut shop, because Sadie was losing her mind trying to run it by herself.
Yeah. But, like, the cool kids move, like, oh, there's Lars. I haven't seen him in a while.
17, yeah, hey, buddy. What's up, my man?
Is he a pirate?
Why is he so pink?
Also, I guess Steven must have told Sadie, like, oh, yeah, Lars died, and I brought him back. He's pink now, like... Or else, why would you not care? Like, oh, what the fuck? Like, yeah, there must have been some conversations that we're not privy to. I wouldn't have minded seeing those.
Yeah, that would be fun to see. Like, Steven's like, so, Sadie, I have to tell you something about Lars. Lars died. But he got better. I made him better.
Yeah.
He's just kind of,
doesn't have a pulse or get hungry.
And I hope you never want to have kids.
But, like, maybe that'll work. Because apparently I exist. Like, I know Rebecca Sugar can never answer this because of the nature of this show. But how the
how
the fuck is Steven here? Like, like apparently, like how is Steven here? Because Rose was pregnant, right? And then stopped.
Was she like, yeah? Was she actually pregnant, or was it just like a
gem shifting thing?
Gem shifting thing, or like a permanent fusion kind of thing? But like, what part of Greg did she fuse with? Oh god, this is worse than Steven Scrooniverse.
But because it doesn't actually make any sense, like, and it doesn't have to, like, it doesn't have to. It's just, like, that's where my mind goes, like, in a non, like, show me porn way. I'm like, yo, how is Steven actually here? And then the fact that he was able to exist even momentarily without a gem, how is he actually here? Can yeah. Rose clone people? Because it seems like Rose can clone people. Unless they're dead.
That's what it looks like.
Would it have been funny if Onion would have brought the diamond? Remember? When people thought Onion was White Diamond this whole time.
Oh my god!
Just because they wanted to have a thing.
Oh my god, I forgot that.
I don't... Is there anything else? I liked the episode a lot. I wish they would have spent a little bit more time on some stuff. I mean, the episode was packed as it was. The episode itself was paced very well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was the AV Club says the Diamonds Epiphanies happened a little bit too quickly. Like, I guess. But...
Yeah, like, I could... That tracks for me a little bit. Like, I could... Or, like... I somewhat agree that I wasn't super upset about it.
Yeah, I wasn't upset about it because, like, part of me thinks... They were already won over from the fact that they fought a war because they thought somebody died, and it turns out that person didn't die. But they're kind of dead, because they don't really exist. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? So the person did die, but... Kind of like Lars, they died, but not really.
Yeah.
So they've lost their sister. But her their sister's cells still exist. So you're like, okay, well, cool. Like, maybe we could have... So... Yeah, we could have prevented this if, like, if we didn't think, like, if we didn't think Pink Diamond got shattered, none of this would have happened, because she didn't get shattered. So I guess, like, once they realized Steven was Pink Diamond, like, okay, well, we didn't get betrayed by anybody but our sister, so I guess we don't have to kill everybody that's not her, so we're already willing to, like, believe you now. And it's not like their epiphanies came that quickly. Like, the whole time they were going back, like, the whole... Like, oh, we should throw a ball. I guess so. Whatever. Like, they were already kind of on Steven's side. And I guess you can make the claim that White was just that much of an asshole. That, like, anybody's like, hey, we should stop this. Like, yeah, okay, you're right.
Like, yeah, now that you've said, like, I guess I was just kind of linger on the edge of changing my mind this whole time. And you did. Good job. Just set up like one of it's like the meme, like set up a folding table with a piece of poster board on the front of it on the lawn of the torso ship.
Like Steven's shitty Crowder.
Gems are superior. Steven, instead of Steven Crowder, Steven Universe.
Gems are the superior race. Humans are
people too. Changed gems are the superior race. Changed my mind.
They aren't. Well, that was enough for me.
That's all I needed to hear. Thanks, man.
I believe you. And I guess, like, White Diamond never had, like, any reason to believe anything. Like, we don't know anything about her. Like, she was animated beautifully, like, while she was in Radiant mode. Like, the way her lips were glossy. They did so much with two colors.
Her lips and her nails and stuff. Like, it is amazing to me how, like, glossy they looked.
Yeah.
Into, like, not even, like, it's two dimensions. Obviously, it's an animation. But, like, two colors. Not even shading. No, not even any gray. Like,
just black and white. Just black and white. And maybe, like, some bloom effect. But, like, even then, that's just white and black.
Yeah. So just, like, a lens flare. Like.
Yeah, that was really good. I think this was a good ending to the show. Because the whole show, like, talks about, like, togetherness and friendship so much. And while it's cool to see the battles, that's not really the thesis of the show, you know what I mean?
Yeah, the thesis of the show is about, like, finding peace through talking and, like, being together is better than being apart kind of thing.
Yeah, like, and how many times do you want to see somebody have the same conversation? So, like, it was cool that the most powerful villain, White Diamond, like, her main attack, which was just an assimilation attack, just gets shrugged off by, like, defense and self-esteem, basically.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty cool. And, like, Obsidian, like, what was she really going to do, you know?
Yeah.
Other than maybe fight a diamond, I guess? Like, who's going to be powerful enough that it'll be worthwhile a fight? While, like, yeah. giving you a satisfying ending, you know? I still contest one of the best fights was Lapis versus... Lapis's Shadow Gems versus the Gems was so good.
That was really good.
That was probably the best fight in the series, just because you get to do a lot with that.
Speaking of Lapis, another good observation that I got from the internet is that it's cool to me that Lapis and Peridot don't fuse in the final battle, because, like, it would have felt weird for them. Like, because Peridot still seems like she's kind of, like, figuring out who she is.
Yeah.
And, like, for her to fuse with someone, like, would feel rushed and kind of, like, all of the other fusions felt like fanservice-y in a good way. Like, Peridot fusing would feel kind of like fanservice-y in an uncomfortable way.
Yeah, like, you just, like, this didn't need to happen.
Like, you just forced this into here.
Yeah.
And
Lapis seems like a character who's like, I don't really want to do that.
Like, she doesn't... I don't feel like Lapis, like, if anyone that she, like, I feel like if Lapis fused with anyone, it would be Peridot, because, like, of all of the people that she's interacted with, like, I feel like she probably has the, like, trust Peridot the most. Maybe, I don't feel like she has, Steven. Like, a trusting...
Steven was, like, the first person Steven. Who really, like, worked with her, and that would be, like, it's one of those things you're like, hey, artists, it's kind of like with Michael Chu, just show us your design doc, I just want to know what the fusions look like.
Yeah, like, I don't need to know.
They don't need to actually happen, like...
I just want to see what they'd look like if they did.
Yeah, that's all. I just want the design and a name, just so we can cosplay. Like, basically, like, maybe give us like a character sheet. Don't put it in the story. Like, give us some. Do you like Dragon Ball Z? Give us like non-canon movies. Like, yo, Lapis and Peridot fuse to fight this alien. Oh, we're just fitting the canon. It's not canon. We just wanted to give you guys some cool shit. Like, can't you just accept it? Like, yes, I can accept that.
I totally will
watch that instantly. No, I feel like Lapis and Peridot have, like, a romantic relationship kind of thing. Yeah. Like, I find it interesting that Ruby and Sapphire always want to be fused.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Rose and Peridot didn't. At least Rose didn't want to. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It
was, like, something special to be, like, savored rather than to be the norm, I guess?
Yeah. I mean, I think, like, Ruby and Sapphires are, like... like, lesser gems in a way. Like, they're small, and they have, like, very singular purposes, and barely have weapons, also, like, if at all.
Oof, like, whatchamacall, being fused with a diamond constantly might be a little rough.
Taxing,
yeah.
Okay, yeah. Maybe. Like, yeah, for any permanence, like, yeah, but, you know. It's weird that Rose was able to do that. Rose and Pearl did that, like, so easily, and it wasn't, like, I mean, that makes sense why Pearl had the obsession. She's like, oh, this diamond cares this much about me. Like, this makes more sense than Pearl just being obsessed with, like, her friend, like,
yeah,
which can happen, don't get me wrong, but, yeah, that was, man, Rose kind of was an ass.
Yep.
Not
wrong.
I like the idea of shipping Lapis and Peridot, though, like, hey, we're gal pals that are dating. We don't need to fuse, though, because that's not our shit, but...
Yeah, they're like ace friends.
Yeah.
To continue the, like, ace date friends.
Yeah, I think that's...
To continue the fusion of sex metaphor that's only sometimes works.
Only sometimes works. Yeah, I like that. But they would they might get married. Garna got married, and Garna had a great wedding dress. That was cool.
Yeah, it was awesome.
So that seems to be a thing. When characters fuse, like, the clothes do stuff, like, because gems don't wear clothes, but when they wear clothes, that becomes part of the fusion.
Yeah.
That's so absurd, and I love it. I liked this show, Steph. I'm glad I watched
it. It's a good show.
Yes, it's good stuff. Any other closing remarks? I've rambled so much, I'm sorry.
No, it's cool. I got my bits in. you were much better at hitting the beat by beat of the recap, so I was just letting you roll there, but...
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that. That's the rambly part.
It's all good. It was good to have you recapping because I was, like, starting to store stuff up to talk about.
See, that's what we're a team. You know, I'm rigid and scientific, and you're creative and artsy. That's good. Ooh. And analytical.
It's true.
I think that's everything. Let us know if you want us to do more stuff like this. We should definitely ask it at the beginning of the episode. I don't know. You want to hit the people with the social media biz?
Yeah, if you've forgotten since the last time you heard one of our episodes, we are on the internet in many places. Our podcast is out there as Character Rev on Twitter. That's Character R-E-V. We are on Facebook at Character Reveal, on Instagram at Character Reveal. You can listen to us online at characterreveal.simplecast.fm. And by the way, I'm sorry for shaming anyone who listens to it in a browser. Apparently, 70% of podcast listeners still use a browser because people who are older are afraid of apps.
Apparently, yeah. Do people not even really use, like, so that's a frequent thing? Like, a lot of people do that? That's a stat, or is that our stat?
Well, that was a stat that we had a lady who runs several podcasts talk to us at work the other day, and that was one of the things she... It might not have been 70%, but it was a lot, like 60 or a solid amount of people just listened through the browser. So that is characterreveal.simplecast.fm.
Hey, well, let's keep pushing it then.
Yeah, find us there. And if you don't want to find us there, you can find us separately on the internet. What's his name? Dom over here.
Yeah, it's me, Brother Dom. I'm everywhere.
He's everywhere. Just a Brother Dom.
Easy peasy.
I have more diverse branding. So I am Captain Steph on Twitter. I'm the Snow Queer on Tumblr. I'm Hella Steph on Instagram. And that's all the places you're allowed to find me. So that's about it, right? Yeah. That's all it is?
That's all I got for today for this kind of an episode. This is like a new thing. It's bonus. Like, we're doing extra work because we care.
Yeah, we love you.
Yes. Universal reveal. Maybe one day we'll do a rewatch of this series or something. I don't know. Maybe some other show or this show. Who knows?
Be hackathon.
Yeah, check out the... I was going to say something that we were never going to rewatch as coming soon, but I was going to say something we may actually do, so I'm not going to do that. Listeners, thanks so much for listening to another episode of Character Geekly Universal Reveal. And until next time, see you later.
Bye.
It's weird. Every time I say see you later, I like wink too. No one can see it.
See you later.